Welcome back. Friday is the first day of summer, and appropriately enough, the Friends of Wollaston Beach will be kicking into high gear this coming weekend. President Maureen Mazarimas has stopped by, along with a familiar face to a lot of our viewers, Margaret LaForest. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
The beach ladies.
The beach. you've done this several times. I mean, it was, you know, the beach boys, then the beach buddies.
That's
now
right.
We're the beach ladies.
Okay. Bringing some class to the beach.
Absolutely.
Right? Nice to see you both.
Nice to be here.
As I mentioned, Maureen, summer is right around the corner.
Summer is right around the corner. Yeah. And as I put up on our website, many Friends of Wollaston Beach have a lot going on this season.
Yeah.
It's kicking off this weekend with a number of events. The Wollaston Yacht Club is having summer solstice, and then they're also having an event, an open house, to spend some time with the Market Run, which is a series of vendors that you can purchase various items from 1 to 4 p.m. And also, one thing that's not part of the Better Beaches grant program is something called the MWRA Real Fun Fishing Day.
Yes, that's R-E-E-L.
Correct. And each year they've asked us to come and participate and have a little table talking about Friends of Wollaston Beach. So I thought the least we could do is promote them. And it's a great event. It's sponsored by MWRA, and they have all sorts of various exhibits. But there's also the Mass Fisheries is there. They tell you how to identify different fish. They provide fishing rods and tutorials. And this year, it's actually June 21st from 10 to 2. The past couple of years, it was in the fall, which wasn't always really great as far as the weather was concerned. Mm. And hopefully week 14 is the lucky week.
Right now, the long range forecast looks good.
Yeah.
So let's hope that holds.
13 down.
Yeah.
And one to go.
And we're good for a dry weekend.
Yeah. So hopefully that can happen.
Okay. And that's out at Nutt Island.
Yeah,
okay.
And you might want to check their website. Actually, there's also, you can get tickets through Eventbrite.
Okay.
There's no charge.
Okay.
But they like to have an idea of who's coming. So go to Eventbrite slash E. I'm sure it's on your site here. Real Fun Fishing.
It. Yes.
And so that gives you a lot of the particulars. Sometimes the parking is not that great.
No.
And you have to take a shuttle.
Yes.
From the school.
Yep.
To get there. But it's a fabulous event, and the kids enjoy it. And you know, MWRA is involved, DCR is involved, Mass Fisheries is involved, and they give out coloring books and that sort of thing. So it's a fun day.
And just the setting itself is beautiful.
Yeah,
if folks
yeah.
have never been to the pier, you know, walk out to the very end, and the view is stunning.
Yeah. And you'll see the solstice sailing by.
And
yeah.
There
yeah.
you
yeah.
go.
Another, great view.
And it's all free.
So. It's all free.
Exactly.
If it's free, it's for me.
For folks who aren't aware, Maureen, just a brief history of what the Friends of Wollaston Beach are.
The Friends of Wollaston Beach was actually formed in 2006. And at the time, the two ward counselors, who were Doug Guttrow and the late Brian McNamee, decided that the DCR had spent so much money in infrastructure to improve Wollaston, you know, Quincy Shore Drive.
Yes.
Doug felt there should be a group organized to advocate for the beach and its users.
Yep.
And you know, we have evolved over the years to provide a lot of recreational opportunities. We have at least three major cleanups a year, and actually Brian and Doug both threw in $300 to get us started.
Yes, yeah.
And then for years, Karen Jerf of Tony's mm-hmm. used to have a volleyball tournament.
Yes.
The proceeds of which went to Friends of Wollaston Beach. So we started off having some good seed money.
Yeah.
So it was good. And you know, we have watched things change, and you know, we worked with DCR to try and make the beach more handicapped accessible.
Yep.
So there are now some beach chairs that allow people with disabilities to get down to the water. We asked for a Mobi mat, which is a mat that allows specialized chairs to get down to the water. Unfortunately, the tide at that particular point is so high that it often breaches the seawall, and they don't have, it's a very long and big mat, they don't have the personnel to come by and wrap it up if they expect
a high tide.
Yep. But they're working on trying to get that. But we're pleased to say that we've made it somewhat handicapped accessible.
Yeah, but so you not only advocate, but you also activated the beach. You know, the beach was kind of just there, and if folks wanted to use it, they could. If they didn't, but there was no purpose. There was no reason to go until friends put together, Margaret, an entire list of things all year long, right?
Right. Well, I think this is a great partnership led by the Friends of Wollaston Beach. The Save the Harbor, Save the Bay is a nonprofit organization that sponsors the Better Beaches program. And Save the Harbor, Save the Bay was actually founded back 40, well, as a result of the City of Quincy lawsuit that hence created the MWRA 40 years ago.
Yes.
They put together a Better Beaches report card for water quality and have been putting together the seed money to bring that programming to the beach. You're right, Joe. You know, a lot of, I think, Quincy residents don't opt to go to their own beach in their backyard.
They head
down to Nantasket or the Cape. And so we want to, and I think, you know, being a state beach, it's not the city beach, right? So there's a little bit of confusion.
That's true, too.
And, so where the programming lies. So this program really brought together a myriad of local and external organizations that are going to bring arts and cultural entertainment. So we're really excited by the diversity of the program coming this year. Of course, we have the classics, right? So Quincy Art Association doing the plein air painting. Quinn Cycles is doing their Ride the Coast beach ride. And they've been participating every year. I'm particularly excited because the Quincy Chamber of Commerce has really stepped up back 5 years ago before COVID. We had the Wally Wednesday concert series.
Yeah.
Multi-generational, family-friendly.
Really popular.
And really brought people onto the beach. And I think that is what we're driving, is something with consistency, something with entertainment, you know, and just really bring that programming for activity on the beach and give you that. And it was really supportive, especially to the business community. You talked about Karen Jerf. She Tara and Tony's was the OG Friends of Wallace
That's
and
right.
Beach.
That's
I mean,
true.
They really were putting forward these events.
It's their livelihood. Right.
And so, you know, what's interesting now is you talk about the improvement in the water quality. Well, you're also improving your wildlife habitat. So the plovers will be selecting some of the locations for the event. So keep an eye on the schedule. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay.
Sure.
We'll have the full event calendar. But Wally Wednesdays is concert series is going to be every Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. This year, the concerts, the stage is actually going to be on the beach. So bring your own beach chair, bring your own blanket. And, you know, big shout out to the Chamber for stepping up and to coordinate that. They have some business leading sponsors, Janet Batson and from Galvin Construction, Helen Shiner from the Shiner Group are leading that. Their companies are some of the lead sponsors. Woodward School is one of the lead sponsors, lending us the stage equipment that we can use. They have a great lineup of full bands, right? So before you'd see us hosting these concerts on the sidewalk, really kind of makeshift stage.
Kind of pop up.
Yeah, trying to bring it to the next level. So look for them probably across from the clam box. But again, there's two nesting plovers south of the clam box, pushing closer to Tony's, so you'll see where, you know, to be determined on final stage location.
Just listen for the music.
Yes, yes. Wednesdays at Wally.
Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m., the kickoff of July 9th, run through August 27th. Reggae, soul, classic rock and roll, Irish music, 70s rock, so it runs the gamut in terms of genres.
Well, and I think that's it. We really wanted to make it something for everybody.
Yeah. And Maureen, of course, the classics from Friends of Wollaston Beach are back again this year.
We have Story Time on the Beach, which is always, it's actually not on the beach, it's across the street on the tot lot.
At the tot lot, sure.
And that's always a fabulous time. Miss Dorothy from the North Quincy Library entertains 2 to 6 year olds with stories and dancing and games and that sort of thing, and then Friends of Wollaston Beach always lets them leave with some book about the environment, which is always fun. So there'll be two of those, one on July 14th, both on Monday. July 14th, from and August 11th from 10 o'clock to 11.
Okay.
And if in case of inclement weather, the option is to move to the North Quincy Library, which is kind of fun.
Okay.
And then
should be fine because it's Monday, so
yeah,
doesn't rain on Mondays.
Yeah, it doesn't rain. No, it never rains.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then of course our signature event, Kids Fest.
Yes.
And that's on August 17th from 1 to 4, and that's
okay.
on a Sunday. We partnered last year with Aaron Rao, who is the Kite Crusaders.
Yes.
Erin is not only doing her kite thing in September, but she's also doing line dancing on the beach, and there's another line dancing group. But it was a lot of fun partnering with Erin. She's very creative with the kites and such. So she'll be doing her own event, but she will also be at Kids Fest.
Oh, all right.
With kites. And then at the end of the season, date yet to be determined,
yep.
Is the annual Coast Sweep
oh,
event.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Now, Coast Sweep is amazing. It's a worldwide cleanup, and in
worldwide,
Massachusetts,
yes.
It's worldwide,
yep.
And it's often most people hold it on the day that Coast Sweep says it, you know, most of the events will take place.
Sure.
It's unique because it's the only cleanup where you actually catalog all of the items you pick up with the intent that they can possibly
kind of
find out
it, right?
where it's coming from,
yeah.
and therefore abate it. And the single biggest contributor to the trash on the beach is, if you can believe, cigarette butts.
Is it still? Even?
It's cigarette
yeah,
butts.
Okay.
Over the last couple of years, we have averaged between 2,500 and 3,000 cigarette butts. And this is, mind you, on a two-hour cleanup.
Right. So that's not all of them.
And people think, oh, well, all those people are smoking on the beach.
No.
No, they're not smoking on the beach. They're throwing their cigarettes out the window.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into the storm drain.
Right.
The storm drain is bringing it down to the catch basin,
yep.
and then out into the ocean, only to be brought
and
back.
And the tide brings it right back in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last year, actually, for 2 years in a row, we also found live Christmas trees.
Oh, is that right?
Huh. In September.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. From
yeah.
the year before? Or?
Well, it had to be,
yeah.
you know. They were all brown, but two Christmas trees. Yeah. So we've found some interesting things.
Yeah.
And the sad part was actually this past summer, a dolphin washed up on Wollaston Beach.
Mm.
And we notified the Marine Unit. We notified DCR.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they went down to find it, it was gone. So whether it washed out, washed back out
right.
to sea, and we don't know why it washed in
yep.
and what happened to it, but that was very sad.
Sure, sure. The Friends of Wollaston Beach receives grant money from Save the Harbor, Save the Bay every year, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We do it, it goes toward Kids Fest,
yes.
which has become an expensive proposition.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what hasn't, right? Yeah.
And we also make a donation to the library
mm-hmm.
for their help.
Sure, absolutely.
But they're not our only source of revenue, but they're a big help.
I was just going to ask, how many friends are there now?
I think our mailing list has about 700.
That's astounding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. But always room for more friends.
Always room for more friends, and always room for more paying friends.
Absolutely.
Which you can actually go onto our website, friendsofwollaston.com,
yes.
and we have an application, and we've come into the 21st century. We have a Venmo account.
Okay. Cutting
so we can
edge
do that.
Now.
And I also want to thank Bob Bosworth of the Quincy Sun for always promoting all things Friends of Wollaston Beach and everything else in the city. He very graciously gave us a half page.
Nice. He is a true friend.
He is a true friend. And, you know, it isn't not all of these events, obviously, with Margaret's events, mm-hmm. and not all of them are sponsored. It's mm-hmm. not sponsored by Friends of Wollaston Beach, but they are all friends of Wollaston Beach.
Sure.
And Joe, I should note that this week's edition of the Quincy Sun will have the full event schedule printed, and so you'll start to see us pushing that out on social media in other locations so that people can save the dates. It's a lot of details here.
There are a lot of things, actually, we haven't even mentioned yet.
Yes.
Bomba by the Beach is one of them. A Healing Earth presentation, which is, that's brand new. That's something I've never heard before.
You know, what I think was really good this year with Save the Harbor, we had asked for, is that there's a lot of vendors that do activities throughout the Commonwealth's beaches. Mm. And so we said, can some of those, arts and cultural entertainment come to Wollaston Beach? Mm-hmm. And so Save the Harbor encouraged them to apply to replicate their events that they do up at, in some of the other beaches to bring them to us. So that's why you're really seeing this great diverse entertainment. The Native American Algonquin drum session is one. The two-step throwdown is kind of a line dancing, and we'll also have the kites. That
trying to picture the electric slide on sand.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they look, it's, what's the name of the group? The Boston Rhythm Riders line dance movement. They sure look to be having a lot of fun. Creeped on their social a little bit just to make sure we had the details correct for our promotional materials. So look for the Quincy Sun full page ad, and big thanks to Quinn Cycles is using in Friends of Wollaston Beach using some of their sponsorship money to support that.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there kind of added excitement too with Quincy 400 this year, with beach programs?
Well, and I think that's it, is that we really have been coming together as a community, right, cross promoting a lot of different events. And there's, you look at the Quincy 400 specific events, and it's really loading it up. And I think that just shows you how much this city has to showcase, right?
Absolutely.
So whether it's the historic attractions or whether it's the small groups. And I think what's different about Quincy is we have so much to offer. But a majority of the events we're talking about are 100% volunteer-run groups, right? So there's not a paid staff out working. And so, kind of hence in my role as the city's, out of the mayor's office, the director of coastal resilience and sustainability, I'm kind of giving technical assistance support to really help those that are coming to Wollaston Beach, help get those activities going, get them promoted, make sure people know, don't drive on down, come to your own backyard. There is some, I think Wollaston Beach is recognized as a great space for passive recreation, right? So you'll see people walking the beach and really enjoying that. But we want you on the beach, in the sand, in the water.
Yeah.
And the water quality has come a long way. And Maureen leads in one of her other hats, the Stormwater Commission volunteer group, right? So there's there's still, of course, a lot of work to do. But you look at the new Beachcomber Park and what that does for habitat and water quality, being that green, natural infrastructure.
Well, we just call Wollaston Beach because that's how we know it, but it's actually a reservation. That's
Quincy
the official
Shores reservation is the real name.
Yeah. So it's not just the beach; it's the entire area,
right? Yeah. Including including Swan Point Park, right, which is another terrific asset. But again, I think part of it is DCR has under-resourced real estate, and so the city is trying to lend support to those coastal assets in our community.
Sure. Friendsofwollaston.com, the main website, your social media as well, is active, I am sure.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you both on the beach this summer.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming by.